You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another interesting episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. I thought you were going to go with Pablo.
I know.
I set you up
with the hesitation.
Yeah, you did. Anyways, guys, welcome to another wonderful episode of Astro News. So grateful that you would spend a few minutes of your day with us. This is episode 666. And yeah, it's been a little while since we've been in the chairs. Glad to be back.
Definitely, definitely glad to be back. It's been a long travel period. Learned a lot in mapping. I feel like I've cracked the code, as they would say. Very excited about that. Very excited about a lot of other things. Also, membership is increasing. People are hearing about the new classes that we've been working on, and I'm really, really excited about that. And you know, we have a focus on industrial grade in education, and we're really working on multiple tracks right now that I'm excited about. The public safety track, which is over 30 classes for firefighters and police officers, which is insane. The construction track, I'm really excited about that as well. And what I'm learning too is a lot of these companies that offer mapping services don't really have a solid understanding of accurate mapping. It's really, really interesting to me, and I hope to provide greater in-depth detail in our mapping class, which is coming out soon. And I'm very, very, very excited to share some of the information that we have learned on mapping. So anyway, also a big special thank you to the supporters of Drone U, which if you're listening to this, this is you. So thank you. The reviews have ticked up. If you are listening, please take a second to leave us a review or share the podcast with someone else. As you know, it could help out other people. And the more responsible we are, the more freedoms we get, which we've got a show coming out this week talking about something that's up the FAA's sleeve. I'm talking about flying over people. It looks like the guidelines have been leaked on accident. Oopsies.
On accident.
And I'm really excited to release what they're going to be recommending, or excuse me, what they're going to be requiring from people to get flying over people exemptions. And there are three different classes, but I'm going to be filming that show in Denver, Colorado this coming weekend. So very excited about that. I'll be looking out for that show because it will be one that you do not want to miss, especially if you want to gain the competitive advantage, which... Chances are, if you're in the Drone U community, you already want to gain the competitive advantage. So one thing that I'm really excited about, too, is our continued sponsorship by VideoBlocks. You guys know videoblocks.com/drone. That's VideoBlocks.com/drone. And if you don't know how to spell drone, well, I'm not going to drone on about that. So anyway, you guys know what they're all about. They're all about a huge stockpile of stock files. So that you don't need to degrade your production quality because you weren't able to shoot something. If you need, studio clips, if you need copyright-free music, copyright-free video, you pay one low fee for the year and you have access to hundreds of thousands of clips to help you out when you are producing videos. So make sure to check them out, videoblocks.com/drone. Also, I want to say a special thank you to Unique. Unique sent us the new H520 commercial grade hexacopter. We're very excited about that. As you guys know, it has a 1-inch sensor on it, that Exmor 2 sensor. I love the fact that Sony sensors are being used. I'm feeling grateful that I was into Sony a couple years ago when all this technology was being developed and now it's going into our birds. It's very, very, very exciting. I wish though that one drone had HFS, high frame rate, essentially, because that would be cool. Imagine if you could shoot 960 frames from the sky. And, GoPro did release their new Hero 6, which does have 1080 at 240 FPS and a new imaging sensor that has more dynamic range. And I think it's awesome for some B-roll stuff, but I think everyone's moved on from flying GoPros just because of the wide-angle lens, the fisheye lens. Doesn't give you the most professional look. So.
Right. Yeah. No, that I just think about that kind of camera, that kind of slow motion from the air would be really cool.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised. I would imagine it's not too far off in the future.
One thing that would be really cool that GoPro could really master, which would be sick, is if they took that new Fusion camera that they announced. It's not released, but they announced it, saying it'll come out in a few months. And what I love about the Fusion is that it's a 360 camera, but that you can, essentially they have the editing software where you can shoot in 360 degrees, but only show one focal view. And you can actually, it's almost as if you're panning a camera, mm-hmm. and you can show selectively what you want. Now imagine if they got a gimbal to actually fly that thing, and it would be the very first stabilized 360 camera on a drone, and that would actually be really cool. And you could take your creative opportunities to a new heights.
Absolutely. They had the drone. They went away from it.
Well,
but the platform is still there, right?
Quote unquote updated the Karma. So in fact, I think Jeff Foster is still on the GoPro team, and I got all the GoPro team stuff too, but I was just like, I was actually going to run out on Monday and go grab a GoPro 6, and then I was like, it's just, I'm not really going to use it.
Right.
So it was just like, I've kind of moved on already. If I need to shoot GoPro-like stuff, the only time I'm going to do it is if it's underwater. Otherwise, I'm going to use an RX 100 Mark V because it has so much more flexibility. The dynamic range is stellar. I mean, the flexibility in shots, if you want to shoot 1080, 120, if you want to shoot 720, 960, if you want to shoot 1080, 480 frames per second, or if you want to shoot 4K 60.
I didn't mishear you. You said 960.
960 frames per second.
Wow.
So, you know,
still need to film my son.
Yeah,
hitting the baseball.
I'm on board with that.
Okay, anyways.
But if you guys didn't know or didn't hear, on Facebook, I won Video of the Year for wake surfing this year. And I think actually a large part of it was because of that camera. So thank you, Sony. Even though you don't sponsor us, thank you.
they put out some good equipment.
It's all about flexibility, Rob. I mean, you have got...
And mixing all those different elements into one video, which is something that you've gotten pretty good at. So
I really like it. I wish I had more time to edit. I wish I had more brain power and more time in the day, frankly, but I don't.
So. No, you got to go to sleep sometime.
Yes, that is true. All right, Rob. Well, let's hear. I'm very interested to hear what our question is about today.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and play that beast.
Hi, Drone You. This is Nir from Georgia, and I would like, first of all, to say thank you very much for your podcast and all the information and the hard work that you guys are giving us and all the help. And I have a question about the Inspire 2. Since we recently purchased the Inspire 2 and we are looking to get a thermal camera for it and a zoom camera for it, and we're trying to understand what would be the quickest way and what would be actually the right cameras to buy that would be compatible with the Inspire 2. According to everything that I received, there is no thermal or other zoom cameras that would work with Inspire 2. So that's it. Just trying to understand if really this is the only... option is to work with just the S4 and S5 with Inspire 2, or if we actually need to spend money on a new platform like the Matrice 200, which we really don't want to do. But that's it. Hopefully, you can give me some good information, and thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for the question, Nir, and thank you if you have a question and you've sent it in, and if you haven't, get that question, and we'd love to hear from you at askdroneyou.com. So, I don't know, it might be, I feel a little bad if you've purchased Inspire 2 and then realize, oh no, it doesn't fly what we want it to fly.
Well, you know, that was kind of the argument when we first reviewed the Inspire 2 and then a few other news agencies, and I quote, wrote 5 reasons to not buy the Inspire 2 after we came out with our show. I thought that was funny. And I actually, we got an Inspire 2. It's a blast to fly. The flight time is definitely more significant than the Inspire 1. The camera sensor is definitely the exact same as a P4 Pro, but the main difference is the stability of the sensor. Mm-hmm. I shot the same shot with the Phantom 4 Pro at Coors Field, and we were filming that stadium, which we are going to go back to that stadium and test the new Phase 1 100 megapixel sensor and fly that on an M600 and try to map Coors Field with even more accurately. So very excited about that. But going back to it, I did a huge drone-y shot from pitcher's mound out through the lights on the far side to reveal the cityscape behind the stadium, which was, it's still one of my favorite shots to this day. And the shot was shaky on a Phantom 4, but the shot on the Inspire 2 was perfectly smooth. So there is definitely a benefit to it, but now people are starting to have issues because the motor mounts are actually glued to the frame instead of screwed on. So people are putting a lot of hours on their Inspire 2s and they're crashing them and they're looking at the damage and finding that the glue seems to be an issue, which if you spend $4,000 on the basic machine, you expect a little bit better than glue, especially on parts that heat up. Now, I haven't done too much research on that myself. I've been hearing this in the community, and I'm just essentially reciprocating what I've been hearing. I've had my own issues with the Inspire 2. I had some stuff get into the motors, and that thing sounded like it was Captain Crunch, literally, in the motors.
So was that just because of the environment that you were flying in, though?
It could have been. You know, there is a lot more... how do I say this? There is a lot more area that could have debris fly into the motors. There's a lot more surface area.
Okay.
So last night I actually called Peter from DJI and I told him what was going on with my motors. And he was like, this is what you need to do. So I went and grabbed a can of a keyboard duster and we had a lot of that in the office because I know you like to sniff it. So
yeah. Where'd it go?
I'm just kidding. That's actually a real problem in America. We probably shouldn't make fun of that. But I got some keyboard duster and sprayed out the motors on the sides and the tops. And actually, they do sound better now. I haven't flown it since, but they do sound a lot better. And actually, I have keyboard duster at my house because if you have a vehicle that's still made out of steel, the very best way to remove dents in your car is leave that area of the car in the sun all day long and then go out there, turn the keyboard duster upside down and spray a circle pattern around the dent and it pops out on its own.
Oh man, body shops all over the country are mad at you.
Man, I fixed so many dents on my Range Rover and my Expedition that way.
So, how could you?
I mean, it literally, you just watch the metal go whoop, like right back to its position. So it's just science. But anyway, that fixed that problem. But going back to this, you know, I think the very best camera for thermal on the Inspire 2 is definitely the XT. And it's funny because John McBride and I were talking about this just the other day, and he's at a police conference today in Pennsylvania. And he's like, you know, a lot of police agencies, well, not police agencies, I believe it was another agency he was talking about, they want to save money. So they get like a FLIR View Pro, which is a great thermal camera, but you can't control the direction of the camera. You can't change the color palette profile while it's in the air. You just have a lot less flexibility. And that camera is $5,000-$6,000. So now you get into a FLIR XT, which is the DJI FLIR camera, and you can change the color palette. You can change a lot of things. You can see spot temperature. You can move the camera where you want to see the camera or what you want to see, excuse me. And you really just have a lot more flexibility when you're in the air. And that's why that camera costs, you know, $9,000-$10,000.
Right.
So now here's the thing to our questioner's question or the question asker. If you want to have zoom and thermal, then you're definitely looking at an M210. And guys, if you get an M210 and you fly dual camera payloads on the M210, there's a couple things you absolutely need. Number one, you absolutely need TB55 batteries. If you use the TB50 batteries, your center of gravity is too far forward, which essentially means you burn out the motors super fast. So you really need the TB55 batteries, which in our package, we're going to be getting an M210 here from Rocky Mountain Unmanned Systems. And we actually had an offer to get one for an even more discounted rate. But we've got such a longstanding relationship with RMUS, I didn't really want to screw that up. So we'll be getting ours from RMUS. You can check them out. They're great, great, great people. And if you want to know the difference between RMUS in any, I don't want to say any other one.
Any others?
I don't want to speak in extremes or absolutes, but RMUS gives a level of service that I have yet to see anywhere else. And they are also, they give you the no BS answers. I've seen other companies pushing out the 210s when they still had problems, and RMUS waited until everything was kosher.
Well, and they're an entire solution. They're going to help you set up a system, not just sell you a drone. So
yeah. So, and by the way, don't reach out to them unless you are ready to buy. Don't waste their time. Do your research, look up stuff online. And again, if you have questions, feel free to ask us questions. We would be happy to answer those questions for you. So going back to it, if you need zoom, the Z30 camera, which runs at $89.99, is incredible. Especially if you're doing cell phone tower inspections and you need to fly far away from those cell phone towers, if those towers are running hot power. So if you have a power line and a cell phone tower combined, you definitely need to fly a little bit further away to avoid any interference issues. And the Z30 is definitely going to be the camera for you. Now, if you need to run zoom and thermal at the same time, because you have a lot of contracts or you're working for a power provider or you're headed to Puerto Rico to help them understand the damage in those areas, then flying a dual camera payload is definitely going to be necessary for you. But in a lot of scenarios, you can run a zoom camera and then fly the same area with an XT camera separately if you need to avoid the cost of buying into the M210, which I can avoid. Anyone who's in business wants to reduce their costs, because that's what business is about. It's maximizing profits while reducing costs, aka business efficiency.
Yeah, indeed. So the cameras, take the XT. Is it pretty easy to interchange those on the Inspire 2? Meaning, how long does that take? Is that a real easy process?
It's a super easy process. You cannot hot swap the cameras, meaning the bird cannot be on and essentially, you know, change out the cameras. You can hot swap batteries to keep everything going if you don't want to have that downtime of starting up and turning off, but you can't hot swap the cameras themselves. Going from the XT thermal camera to the Z30 camera is relatively easy, and both of those cameras do work for the Inspire 2, from what I understand.
Cool. So,
one thing that I learned from John about the Z30, which they're going to send us one so we can do a class on them. One thing that I love about the Z30 and that John told me is that you cannot whip that camera around. You remember that, right? At the fly-in, he was like, "Now, Paul, I know how you fly. I love how you fly. But do not fly like that with this camera on board, because you could drop it right out of the sky."
Yeah.
So it's one of those cameras that you really have to master buttery smooth movements. And it's funny, Rob, something that I'm noticing more and more and more is that this notion of flying buttery smooth has so many more implications than just cinematography. Hmm. I mean, even if you're doing mapping and you need to get close to objects to get that detail, you've got to be a good pilot. You've got to have buttery smooth motion. If you're doing cell phone tower inspections and using the Z30, if you're in public safety and you need to, fly that bird and, you know, have, let's say, eyes on your target or eyes on an area and you can't fly near it because there's a large public presence, Z30 is definitely going to be something that you need to fly and be able to fly very smoothly in order to get decent footage, because you can zoom in so much that all of your flight movements are exaggerated.
Yeah, no, you definitely are going to need smooth thumbs, as they say, mm-hmm. no matter what.
Well, they could be pinchers. John McBride's a pincher.
Yeah, that's true. You could be a pincher. Whatever. Anyways.
That's when you pinch.
No, so no, I know.
It's like when you, yeah. Well, I can't use the reference on the air, but you know, if you're having a good time, never mind.
No, I'm not going to go there.
Pinchers are when you use your thumbs and your what is this?
Your one? Index finger.
Index
is
finger
index
together.
Finger?
Have you ever seen Ace Ventura: Pet Detective?
A long time
and
ago.
He's like, ooh. That's kind of what it reminds me of.
Yeah, but I most people that I've seen are just thumb flyers. But anyways, yeah, you're right. In hearing you guys talk, Doug and you talk about how you, I don't know, you've got to be really smooth when you're doing all the mapping.
Smooth operator.
It can't be choppy, at all.
Oh, and then you don't get overlap, and then you're redoing the whole mission again.
Right. So again, no, your point's well taken and very important. There's just so many reasons to get out there and practice ultimately and become buttery smooth.
And become a smooth operator.
That's right. Literally and figuratively.
Well, guys, I hope that answers your question for Zoom. And for the FLIR XT camera, can you use that on your Inspire 2? The answer is yes. Yes, you can. Is there a need to upgrade to the M210 if you want to fly dual payloads because you want to knock out missions faster? You've got a lot of contracts or volume contracts. Then yes, I think it is a great idea to move up to the M210. We're getting one here at DroneU because we want to be able to teach on it and go into industrial inspections as we believe that it is going to be a very, very useful unit to have two cameras on board. And we'll also be testing that privacy mode, Rob.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear. We won't do that now, but I'm excited to hear you talk more about that and just kind of what that's all about.
Definitely. Well, guys, that's going to do it for us today. If you have a question, go to askdroneu.com. And if you want the deep level information, you want inspiration and motivation from fellow pilots like yourself, and you're a lifelong learner, then the information you get at the podcast is just the tip of the iceberg. Check out the DroneU community, become a member, and look at all the amazing classes that are on there and take your knowledge to a new level. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
And this is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the DroneU.